The Greatest Day, the story of Kerry's 36 All-Ireland football titles. Brought to you in association with Kerry Group, proud sponsors of all inter-county GAA teams.
Episode 32 of The Greatest Day, the story of Kerry's 36 All-Ireland Senior Football Championship victories, recalls the 2000 season. The first year of the noughties provided drama galore, with replays required in both the All-Ireland semi-final and final, as Seamus Moynihan-led Kingdom fulfilled the dreams of their supporters in the millennium season.
Part 1.
After winning the All-Ireland title in 1997, Kerry football seemed destined for another stint at the top table. It was not to be, however. Kildare put paid to the Kingdom in the semi-final in 98, while Kerry surrendered their Munster crown on a wet summer's afternoon in Cork in 1999. Kerry goalkeeper Declan O'Keefe admits that those losses hit them hard.
They rankled with us because we felt that we were the best team in the country, but we just probably didn't get things right, and whatever happened anyway, there was no second chance that time.
The placing of Seamus Moynihan at fullback for the 2000 season split the county. An injury to Barry O'Shea sidelined him for the season, necessitating change. It was felt that moving Moynihan back to the number 3 slot would curtail those legendary inspirational bursts forward. However, there was also a belief that Moynihan was the best man for the fullback job, as would become evident more and more as the year progressed. Kerry goalkeeper Declan O'Keefe was more than happy to have his colleague and friend at fullback.
Well, the relationship with Seamus and myself was, you know, we were fairly spot on with each other because we had been on the road since 1990 together. We had travelled, you know, who's staying, who's going or whatever. Like, that was never an issue with Seamus.
Kerry's toughest provincial test was in their first match. The Kingdom hosted Cork in Killarney in the semi-final. The Kingdom went 5 points in front a little after 20 minutes. After 23 minutes, with the lead at 7-2, Kerry were awarded their first penalty of the afternoon. Dara O'Kaneda tucked it away and did likewise in the 32nd minute to leave Kerry with a half-time advantage of 2-9 to 5 points. The first 30 minutes of the second period saw Kerry manage just 3 points, while Cork added on 1-8. The gap was down to 2 points, 2-12 to 1-13, with 4 minutes remaining. A Mike Frank Russell point sandwiched between two from Dara O'Kaneda saw Kerry home. Clare were the opponents in the Millennium Munster final. The sides were tied at 2 points apiece after 10 minutes, approaching the 13th minute.
Martin Daly sends one across, he picks out young Brian McMahon. Drops a very high one inside. Up they go for it, there's a danger here. And the crowd looking for a penalty, but surely the Clare player in possession. Martin Daly was trying to bullock his way inside. He's grabbed by three Kerry backs, and Seamus Moynihan pushed the ball out to Liam Passett, 14 yards out from his own goal.
I can tell you, I know it wasn't a penalty, but I tell you, Barry, if it was given, you wouldn't argue all that much about it, don't
you? Very tight. I'd like to see a replay of it, It was hard to tell from just looking at it initially, but I saw easier ones
given against you, I must put it like that.
Kerry recovered, and in a 12-minute spell from the quarter hour mark, broke Clare's resistance.
Noel Kennedy left-footed long ball, and that's the hop inside. And Darrell Pineda has won as well. Mike Frank is loose inside, if he can give it to him, so is John Crowley, but he's pulled down. Free in for Kerry from just outside the 21-yard line. Darrell Pineda, the man who was fouled, the quick ball, Barry O'Shea was looking for it earlier on, we all were, and that's the ball that works as Darrell Pineda strokes Kerry into the lead. Edam McGill takes the kick out from game 10.
And a beautiful point by the great man. They had a bad kick out, blended in front of him. He saw the defence opening up in front of him like a sea of Galilee. He cut right through. Mike Frank Russell ran away to his right, pulled away.
Trying to sell dummies. Succeeds in doing so, sends a high ball goalwards. These are the ones that count. 5-2.
5-2, and it was the East Kerry duo of Donald Daly, the man from Fireys.
And he won that tigerously, even though he's fouled. Conor Whelan was within 2 inches of him, but he went down and his ball very well, rolled over and picked it up. Good play by Mike Frank, gets the free, and out comes Darrell Kaneda to put this one on the ground. It's exactly 60 yards out, slightly to the left of the post, no wind whatsoever. Will O'Kaneda have the range for this one? Noel Kennedy kicked a very big one from the other side from his hands, but that was 10 yards further in. Here comes Darrell Kennedy, he's giving it an almighty skelp and straight over the bar. Brilliant find from Darrell Kennedy. Van de Belt at the, and it's Kiri fantastic. Shake Mulini the Kiri. Va Colin, the hometown clod. This is for Darrell Kennedy. It's going to be a race between him and the sideline. The ball, the sideline has won that with the ball going too fast indeed. And the Clare forwards are all over the place at the moment. Looking up here, Martin Daly's definitely gone into corner forward, or one of the two full forwards. The Clare have a robber here. John Crowley's going in on goal. And it's a goal for Kerry!
This is all for Kerry, Liam. John Crowley intercepted the ball in the far side of the field. A bad pass.
The side swapped ends with the Kingdom ahead by 1-7 to 4 points. Clare outscored Kerry by 3 points to 2 in the opening 12 minutes of the second half. 5 points was as close as they got, however. Once more, Kerry took...
Dennis Dwyer again. Dennis Dwyer, fast ball for Crowley. John Crowley inside. John Crowley, a goal for Crowley. And Crowley lifts in the air as he acknowledges that he got it, but what a brilliant ball it was inside. It's 3-14 to 7 points.
And a great goal for Kerry because it was so well worked. Morris Fitzgerald, we often called him the Tiger Woods of Gaelic football, send the ball away into the open space. Mike Frank, one dummy, two dummies, send the ball out to Dennis Dwyer. Dennis Dwyer saw Johnny Crowley send a lovely flighted ball over his head, and the Glenfest man, who's in absolutely fabulous form today, with his left leg, send it in along a daisy cutter, in along the ground, 3-14 to 7 points. A lovely move by Kerry.
In the space of a quarter of an hour, Kerry had scored those 2 goals and 6 points. Clare had the final say, a late point. Kerry won by 3-15 to 8 points. The All-Ireland semi-final against Armagh saw Kerry set their stall out from the off.
Well, the ball thrown in the game is on, and it's Dan O'Shea in possession on the halfway line. Right footed away out the right hand side of the field, seeking out Mike Frank Russell. Russell in possession, and Russell taking on Justin McNulty. Coming in the centre, left footed high, and over the bar! The ball knocked down there by Donal Daly. As far as Liam Hassett getting it across there. So Samos are out to Noel Kennelly. Noel Kennelly delivering one inside. That's a great ball for Dan O'Kennelly. O'Kennelly, Russell is saved! Saved in the goal line by Brendan Tierney. A brilliant save from a grasper from O'Kennelly from the 21-yard line, and Armagh would clear their lines and come away through Kieran Hughes. Hughes getting it out of field there, back to Andy McCulty, back to Hughes, back now to Kieran McGeady. It's intercepted. O'Kennelly, lovely ball, Johnny Crowley! He's pushed in the back. Was he inside? It's a penalty for Kerry, and no doubts about that. A penalty for Kerry after less than a minute and a half in play. What an audacious start to the game by Kerry. Not all Canadian. Farn the Bell took that. Here he comes. 2 against Cork. Bang! Net! Goal for Kerry. 1-1 to no score.
Yeah, Darrow Canada, when he was just coming up to kick that ball, Brendan Tierney went to go to his right, because Darrow Canada kicked the last 2 penalties against Cork to the goalie's right. But O'Kennelly, the great man, knows to say, I'm not going to do this time. I'm going to kick it to your left, old stop. And he tipped it just into his left, put the goalie going the wrong way. A fabulous start by Kerry.
The advantage grew.
The ball breaking out there neatly to Edal McGarrett. No ball inside for him. Good run out by Johnny Crowley. Nice turn by Johnny Crowley. Right for the kick by Johnny Crowley, and it's gone over the bar. This man is on fire today. 1-2 to no score.
Johnny Crowley, the Gilchrist man, left his own corner, went right across, and it was a brilliant knockdown by Tom Sullivan, the Rathmore man. Knocked the ball down. The ball went across to Johnny Crowley in front of the vacant lot on the far side of the field, and Crowley, the Gilchrist man, with his right leg, the man there was doubts over, he's absolutely flying at the moment, over the bar. An absolutely scintillating start by Kerry Liam.
Long high ball, just neatly judged there by Eamon Fitzmaurice. Fitzmaurice, 70 yards from his own goal, chips it across towards Johnny Crowley on the far side, pulled down by the Glenfest man. Crowley getting inside to Darrow Canada. O'Kennelly trying one from away out the right wing, and out of the bar, over the bar.
Kerry had a 1-3 to no score lead. The clock showed 7 minutes before Armagh registered a score. Their point was added to in the 9th minute.
Although the left-footed player sending it away up the right side of the field. That ball knocked down there, and Armagh really in possession here. Paddy McGair boy in. It's across the far side. It's a goal for Armagh. A goal for Armagh, sent to the net by Barry O'Hagan.
2 points drew Armagh level by the quarter hour at 1-3 apiece. The Northerners were taking over. Kerry unsettled by their tactics of sitting deep, forcing the Kingdom into long-range efforts. Mike Frank Russell restored Kerry's lead after 26 minutes, with what was Kerry's first score since the 6th minute. Kerry were in front by 4, 1-7 to 1-3, with the clock showing 2 minutes to half-time. Armagh closed out the scoring. The sides retired with Kerry leading 1-7 to 1-5. 2 Armagh points in the first 3 minutes of the second half had the teams level at 1-7 each. 6 minutes in, Kerry launched an attack.
Darrow Shea fisting it further upfield there. Killian Burns relieving the danger. The ball now with Johnny Crowley. Crowley getting it across to the far wing there, for Tom O'Sullivan comes forward. Tom O'Sullivan, 50 yards out, still going on. Punches that ball inside there, turns out Canada. A low ball across. Edan over the bar. The goal was open, but he's carried over the bar on this occasion.
Yeah, Edan, that's the first of the half. forward line to score since the game began there. His marker just slipped, the ball went head on, and he turned on his sixpence, and he was going for the goal. And Dermot Marsden now, big huge cheer from the Armagh crowd as Marsden comes on to match Morris Fitz. But getting back to that shot, Liam Aidan turned around very quick, just a snapshot really, and over the bar.
Kerry weren't in front for long, and the sides then swapped further points. All of this meant, with a quarter of an hour remaining, the sides were tied at 1-9 each. Two scores in 60 seconds looked to have finally turned the game in Kerry's favour.
Mike Frank looking in the centre. A nice ball for Johnny Crowley. Johnny Crowley is taking him on inside. Can he get into space? He's fouled. He wastes Leon. I thought with another penalty. He's gone over the bar. Lovely point by Noel Kennelly.
And we were just talking about Johnny Crowley. He went up with that ball. He's appealing to the referee, Johnny Crowley, and he is good words to appeal to the referee. Turned around his man, went around, was just going to shoot with the left leg. One of the man backs came across, and they seemed to just pull him.
We have Mike Frank on the ball again, 50 yards out. Michael Frank taking him on. He's gone inside his man, finding Johnny Crowley again. Johnny turns direction to Morris. Here's Morris Smith, tearing down and goal. Morris, and goal! Carried by Morris Fitzgerald.
Morris Fitzgerald, the Tiger Woods of Gaelic football, took a beautiful pass from the Gilchrist man, Johnny Crowley. He absolutely dazzled around. He waltzed around his man. It was all in slow motion. The back came out, but Fitzgerald hesitated, went around his man, and in a nice, easy left-footed side, floated the ball, passed the man, the Tierney in the goal. An absolutely superb finish. You wouldn't see it in a day's match.
Kerry were 4 points to the good with 13 minutes remaining. Armagh reduced the gap to 3, then missed 2 scoring chances. The warning signs were there for Kerry, and 1 minute from time...
Dan O'Shea goes very high, he leaves it after him again. Leaves the ball behind him, and coming away for Armagh's Andrew McCann. Andrew McCann, throw the hand, tackled there by Tomás O'Shea. Andrew McCann getting the ball out towards Alan O'Neill. O'Shea McConville inside towards Marsden. Marsden dispossessed, first time by Mike McCarthy. Regains possession. Marsden sends it inside to McCann again. McCann is in! It's a goal! It's a goal for Armagh!
A goal for Armagh! A goal for Armagh by Andrew McCann, the halfback. The ball was thrown around, and I say literally thrown around inside there. It went to Andrew McCann, the Tierney old man, the man from Armagh. He got around his man, and he shot the ball low into the back of the net. But there was the end of threatening, Liam. There was the end of threatening all the time.
The game was tied. 2-10 to Kerry, 2-10 to Armagh.
The greatest day. The story of Kerry's 36 All-Ireland football titles. Brought to you in association with Kerry Group, proud sponsors of all inter-county GAA teams. Part 2.
2-10 to Kerry, 2-10 to Armagh. Who could find the match winner?
Armagh coming at him again. O'Sheen McConville. Can he get into scoring position? He can, but it's over the bar from Kieran McGeaney.
Kieran McGeaney to sit the back. Seamus Minor stops his man.
Desperation stakes for the kingdom.
Paul McGrain out along to John McEntee. McEntee following, they're holding possession to Max McGrain. They're holding possession over there. Now it's with Barry O'Hagan. He gives it instead to Dennis Dwyer coming forward. A big long ball. Can Mike Frank win it? He's on the ground. That's a free in! It's a free in for Kerry!
Yes, Kerry, 55 yards out.
Darrow Kinnead, Liam, was the man that was fouled.
He was Darrow Kinnead,
he won a brilliant ball, really.
No, there was a foul on that, the kicker of the ball here. So Kerry had a chance to equalise.
Liam, when that ball was kicked and was gone into Darrow Kinnead, I said to myself, that's one of the most vital balls, young man, you'll ever go for. And fair play to you, Kinnead, you won it.
Morris Fitzgerald is going to take the free for Kerry. And I think that probably is a wise decision.
But Liam, it's a big...
He's under severe pressure now, Morris Fitzgerald.
It's a big kick for him, because remember, he hasn't kicked a free for Kerry for over 12 months. That's a big, big kick. But no better man to take it than Morris Fitzgerald. Morris, we are down on our knees. We're crossing ourselves. We have our hands clasped. It's all over to you, the man from St. Mary's in Castlemaine.
This is now Kerry's last chance. Here he comes, Morris Fitzgerald. He sends it high, and he sends it over the ball! The teams are level again!
Radio Kerry analyst Barry O'Shea found it hard to believe that Kerry put themselves in a position where they needed to rescue a draw late on.
That was absolutely unbelievable, and Kerry had that game won. And I think if Barry O'Hagan had kicked the ball wide instead of dropping his shot and taking O'Keefe's hands, then Armagh would have probably won the match. That's the way it goes, and we're still there to fight another day anyway.
Fellow analyst Ginar O'Keefe agrees that Kerry were their own worst enemies in the closing minutes.
Giving away needless, making mistakes when there was no need to make them, being in control of the game and losing control of the game. But in the end, you know, I suppose I thought the refereeing was diabolical. I thought he gave Armagh a lot of frees which they shouldn't have got. He gave them all the 50-50 chances, but at least he played the game out to enable Kerry, because it would have been a shame for Kerry to lose this game.
Kerry forward Mike Frank Russell feels Kerry deserved a second chance.
I think we led at one stage just by 7 points, so you know it would have been heartbreaking to have lost it, you know. But we got another bite of the cherry, and you know, is at this level you have to take your second chance when you get it, so thankfully we did, you know.
Kerry goalkeeper Declan O'Keefe was shattered after the drawn affair.
We were exhausted after the first Armagh game. I can remember going to training and we probably called it off after 10 minutes, and I said, look, the wheels are falling off the wagon here now. You know, we actually hardly played any football in the week before the replay, but it just worked out that we were just totally rejuvenated from our kind of time away from it. I think Armagh was seemingly trained hard, and we hit the ground with a spring then, and the second day, like, you know what I mean. Sometimes when you go to Dublin and you train, sometimes you train too hard or you try too hard, you know, you can become unstuck. But I think you're right, that time we left our football to the talking, and we were able to express ourselves that bit more. And obviously we had Morris as well then to spring from the bench, and sure, look, he did untold damage when he did that as well, like, do you know what I mean.
Hard to believe, but the replay would exceed the drawn affair. Kerry started well enough, with the replay a more open encounter than the draw. The game suited the Kingdom.
Rob Kennelly from the halfway line fails a big ball inside. That's the replay one there inside, and beautiful thing by Mike Frank. He gets it inside there, and it's high and it's gone over the bar. That's the first score of the game by Ethan McCarroll. That O'Kinney underneath it. Oh, quick ball way up along the wing. It feels like a little push there, and Brian White very well up with the play there. Saw that push on Mike Frank Russell, and it's going to be free in for Kerry from just inside the 50-yard line. The umpire pointing out the spot. Noel Kennelly will go over to take this one under the developing Hogan stand there, just inside the 50-yard line. Noel Kennelly with that left foot will try and cuddle this one in. He sends this one in. It's long, it's high, and it's over the bar. And that will do Noel Kennelly's confidence a huge amount of good.
And that was an absolutely fabulous point, because he was standing in the 45-metre line in the 97 final. Morris Fitzgerald got one underneath us at the other end. He got that ball with the left leg, dropped it on top of the net.
Mike Frank controls it, about 30 yards out, and that left foot is it in towards the post. It's gone over the bar. 3 points to one.
An absolutely fabulous point by Kerry, and it all started at the back with Seamus Moynan. What an absolutely fabulous footballer. He's beat his man, came out with the ball, went up the field, and Darrow Kinnear roaming out the field, got the ball in, it went inside, and Mike Frank Russell, what an absolutely fabulous point.
Those scores put Kerry into a 3 points to one lead within 10 minutes. 4 unanswered points put Armagh in control, but the Kingdom hit back 27 minutes in, and Kerry led 6-5. Kerry failed to score for the remainder of the half. Armagh nudged in front. Then just before the break,
forward point toward hand, Armagh coming back into attack. Darrow Kinnear pursuing him. That ball forward, and it's Marshall in possession. Marshall is coming in. He's having a clutch. Seamus Ryan in there. He gets it out here. Paddy McGill, and it hits the balls. It's a goal for Armagh by Paddy McKeever.
The goal saw Armagh take a 4-point lead into the second half. 1-7 to 6 points. It had been a relatively poor first half for Kerry. The backs coped well enough with the Armagh forwards, but the Kingdom midfield and attackers were second best in the opening 35 minutes. Kerry introduced Morris Fitzgerald 5 minutes into the second half. However, it was Armagh who had the first say of the half, Tony McEntee pointing to make it 1-8 to 6 points in Armagh's favour. Kerry set about reducing the deficit.
And a man going so long as Mike Hassett links up with brother Liam again. Liam Hassett, throw the hand, punches it forward to Johnny Crowley. He comes out strongly on the ball. Well tackled there, but he's still on it. He sends a low ball inside, tussling inside there for it, grabbing it. Liam Hassett high and over the ball. The direct approach, maybe this will pay dividends. Well done to the Hassetts on that occasion. Marsh roots a big one inside. Can Johnny Crowley win this? Very near the end line. Has he got some support here? John Crowley out to Mike Frank. Mike at a nine, it tips it over the ball. That's more like it from Kerry.
9 minutes gone in the second half, and Kerry now trailed by a goal, 1-8 to 8 points. There was no score over the course of the next 10 minutes. The two Fitzes then edged Kerry ever closer to Armagh.
Morris Fitzgerald is a pull in hill 16 into the ground. That is, of course, the railway end. Here comes Morris Fitzgerald. Can he pull back another point? There's 3 points between them for quite some considerable time now. Here's Morris. He's sending it in, dropping it high, but it's gone to the left. It's coming over the bar. I thought one umpire there was making a drive, signalling wide. He wasn't. It's gone over the bar. That's a brilliant kick. The impact is getting it across. Eamon Fitzmaurice, he's now having a cut inside. He's on to the 21. He sends it high and he sends it over the bar.
The gap was down to the minimum. 12 minutes to go and it was Armagh 1-8, Kerry 10 points. Armagh had not scored in 18 minutes as the Kingdom dominated proceedings. Oisín McConville, with 11 minutes remaining, finally had Armagh's second point of the half. Kerry hit back within 3 minutes.
Tomás O'Shea, a long ball from him, and that ball breaks down, and Morris has raced down to 50 yards out. Morris Fitzgerald, looking inside to see who's made a run. He's crossing it. Is Mike Frank here? He's in possession. Can he shake them all off? It's a goal for Kerry! Michael Frank Russell! A marvellous ball for Kerry!
A goal for Kerry, Mike Frank Russell, the Lowry Angels, Richard Bombshell, and it was Morris Fitzgerald, the St. Mary's Castlevine men, who got that ball, and with a pinpoint pass, he found out Mike Frank. Mike Frank turned once, he turned back, and with the coolness of a veteran, he's not a veteran because he's a young man, send it low into the corner, didn't it?
The Kingdom were a point in front, with 8 minutes on the clock. Oisín McConville drew the sides level at 1-10 apiece. In the 32nd minute, there was a chance for Kerry to go in front.
Away comes Seamus Moynihan to Noel Kennelly. Tully in passes. Here they come up the field. They must play this ball right. He plays it to Donald Daly. Donald Daly coming forward. Gets it inside there towards Noel Kennelly. Noel Kennelly, 50 yards out. Sends it across this side to Canadian. He could have a pot from here. He does. It's high. It's over the bar.
The next few minutes went by, slowly for Kerry, who beckoned the full-time whistle, and quickly for Armagh, who went in search of an equaliser. There was to be one more score.
Kevin Marsden, getting across from the rear. McGinn inside to McDonald, and just bearing tackles. And that's, he's given a free in, even though I thought when the ball broke away from him and that he could tackle. He's heading over the bar, however. But that's not going to count. It's the free that will count. Oisín McConville comes up and sends it over the bar.
Game over. 1-11 apiece. An extra time was necessary. Kerry forward, Noel Kennelly was confident as the Kingdom prepared for those extra minutes.
We kind of knew we had the legs on him, actually. We said it in the huddle after full time, before extra time, that we seemed to be a bit fresher. Paddy had said that we looked fresher at the last 10 minutes, even though they were coming at us. They seemed to be a bit more heavy legged, and it turned out that way.
The early decisive stages of the first period of extra time belonged to Kerry.
Danny Cowley making ground. He's in top the arse line. He's dropped the ball. He has to go back for it. Taking on Justin McNulty again. Trying to come in the centre with the left foot. Sends a very high ball right across and sent over the bar. That's a brilliant score. Mike Frank has support outside him. It is Liam Hassett. Liam Hassett coming across the centre. Getting it out to Donald Daly. Donald Daly tries a very big high kick and it's over the bar. Tussling for it, but Armagh have won it back. And now Kerry have won it back now. Liam Hassett going forward. Liam Hassett is there up in the edge. They're up in the edge. Inside to Mike Frank. And goal for Kerry! Michael Francis Russell again!
The ball for Kerry. Mike Frank Russell, the blonde-haired, wonderful long Rangers. And it was Darrow Canada, wonderful passing movement. Liam Hassett was the man who intercepted it. It finished up with Mike Frank Russell. He came in from the wing. He was kicking into the Canal goal. And with his right leg, straight into the bottom of the net. Mike Frank Russell, the mighty bombshell from long Rangers. Wonderful goal.
Having trailed for so much of normal time, Kerry were 5 points in front after only 4 minutes of extra time. The Kingdom failed to register another score in that first period. Armagh hit 3 unanswered points. At the turnaround, Kerry led 2-13 to 1-14. Midway through the second half of extra time, and the Kerry goal was under threat.
Joe Reid in possession, hops the ball, sends a big, high, long one. Mike McCarthy, that's under the Seamus Moynihan and goes through as well. That's a mistake. This is a goal. It's a brilliant save. A brilliant save by Declan O'Keefe. How did he save that one? And Kerry will come away with it. A bit of space inside here. The man with the space is Mike Frank. Is he going to try one? He's not. He says, Morris, you try it. Morris will try. And Morris is out of the bar!
A fabulous bit of football by Kerry. It was Oisín McConville at the other end who got through. Declan O'Keefe, the Rathmore man, saved the point blank shot. The ball went up the field. It came out to Mike Frank. Mike Frank to Morris Fitz. And Morris Fitz, a beautiful point over the bar.
It It was now Kerry 2-14, Armagh 1-14. Each would add a solitary point from there to the finish as Kerry closed the game out to progress to the All-Ireland final. Liam Hassett feels these games against Armagh provided the perfect preparation for what lay in store.
We were lucky to hang on against Armagh. They were a well-drilled Armagh team. Those two games, playing the first day and having the second day went to extra time as well, I think. Those two games against Armagh really laid the foundation for us winning that All-Ireland final because, signs on, we played Galway in that All-Ireland final 2000 and it went to replay as well. And, you know, we had that determination to hold out, and I think it was the two matches against Armagh that really stood to us.
The greatest day. The story of Kerry's 36 All-Ireland football titles. Brought to you in association with Kerry Group. Proud sponsors of all inter-county GAA teams. Part 3.
Galway were the sole barrier to All-Ireland's success in 2000. At the conclusion of the opening 10 minutes, Kerry led by 2-1. The Kingdom then reeled off 6 successive points. Those scores meant Kerry led 8-1 with 12 minutes to the break. Kerry forward Mike Frank Russell knew the Kingdom's domination could not continue.
I think sometimes, you know, you're not going to dominate a game for the 70 minutes either, you know. And while you're on top, you have to take your chances. And we raced into a big lead and they pinned it back. No, All-Ireland is one easy, you know.
Kerry forward Liam Hassett feels Kerry may have suffered from their total football policy.
If we adopted the blanket defence or you know, if we tightened up a bit, but you know, fortunately or unfortunately, Kerry are an attacking football side and we always look to push forward and maybe leaving too many spaces in the back.
Galway set about reducing the deficit. Points by Padraig Joyce and Niall Finnegan were followed by Galway's first from play after 29 minutes. Dara O'Kaneda made it 9-4. Kerry, ahead by 7 points 12 minutes earlier, went in at half time with a 3 points advantage, 10-7. The Kingdom extended the gap on the resumption.
Mike Frank has a jersey pulled and good refereeing by Pat McEnany, and it's going to be free in for Kerry. Up comes Dara O'Kaneda. Dara sends it high and he sends it over the bar. 11-7. Kerry at 4 points to the good again. A minute and 20 seconds of the second half gone. Adam McAllister on the 21, being tackled by Depoyer, who punches the ball out of his hand. Adam has got it again near the corner flag. Back under the Hogan standard, near the Nally stand there. Adon seemed to be pulled around the place, but he's starting getting rid of the ball nicely and turning in Dar O'Shea barely any punches it high and over the ball.
Those two scores were cancelled out by Galway, leaving it Kerry 12, Galway 9 after 7 minutes of the second half. Mike Frank Russell then pointed to put 4 between the teams. That was to be the Kingdom's last score for nigh on quarter of an hour. In the meantime, Galway put over 3 points and missed 2 further scoring chances. It was now Kerry 13 points, Galway 12 points. There were just 3 points in the closing 13 minutes as Galway came from 2 down to secure the draw. Noel Kennelly knows Kerry had a lucky escape.
If you looked at the video since, I think it was Derek Savage had a chance on his right foot, and if he actually, which would have been his weaker foot, with about, I'd say, only 30 seconds to go on the clock, the sides were level, and if he passed it into Joyce, actually they could have got the winning score, but he opted to kick it with his right and he dropped it short and the ref blew it. So we're supposed to get out of jail in that sense, you know.
The sides reconvened on Saturday, October 7th, a day earlier than would normally be the case, this due to the staging of the International Rules Series. 15 seconds into the replay, Kerry pointed through John Crowley. Galway's opening score came on 7 minutes.
Galway moving it brilliantly from Kevin Walsh. The ball comes low now inside there towards Paul Clancy. Clancy sends the high one inside. And Declan Meehan, a goal for Galway by Declan Meehan.
A goal by Declan Meehan. He had boasted the way up from the half-back line. Noel Kennelly was looking over his shoulder. He didn't see him drafting in behind him. Meehan took that beautiful pass and he stuck the ball away, gave Declan O'Keefe no chance.
O'Kaneda and Finnegan then swapped points, and after 14 minutes, the scoreboard read Galway 1-1, Kerry 2 points. Points by Mike Frank Russell and Dara O'Kaneda brought Kerry level. Michael Donlan nudged Galway ahead in the 19th minute. The next score came in the 25th minute, and Kerry finally began to convert the many chances afforded.
The yards out, dropping a big one inside. They just made a good fist on that one, and it's gone over the bar. That's Noel Kennelly. Adon could go for this one. Hit the call. Here's the call. Leaves Donald Daly to it. He does it. Gets it to Dara O'Kaneda. O'Kaneda trying a big one. Will this come across for John Crowley? Crowley's near to the square. The ball breaks down. Great chance here for Liam Hassett. He makes it over the bar. Well, he was being blocked. There's no doubt about that. He was put off for the last second. It could have been a goal.
Kerry were ahead by 7 points to 1-2. That after 28 minutes. Galway's Joe Bergen after half an hour and Kerry's Dara O'Kaneda in the final minute closed out the half scoring. Kerry went in leading by 8 points to 1-3. As per the start of the match, Kerry also pointed from the second half throw-in.
Donald Daly just let that ball forward, but Johnny Crowley beaten out for this one, and Galway player is burrowing his way out there. That's Moss Meehan. He's lost the ball. Al McCarroll has got it. Can he get it away? He does. But he puts Liam Hassett under pressure. However, Liam Hassett cutting in the centre, making room and sending it over the bar. That's the way to go.
Kerry were now three in front. Michael Donlan and Tommy Joyce brought Galway to one by the 8th minute of the half. Kerry 9 points, Galway 1-5. The Kingdom squandered their next two scoring chances, kicking badly wide on each occasion. Galway were far more clinical. Galway were now in front, 1-7 to 9 points. Entering the 17th minute, Kerry found their scoring boots in some style.
Canadian, he sends it out to Aidan. Lift from Aidan. This is good. This is good. Over the bar, Aidan McDonald. Great work, Kerry. Darrow Kennedy, it's not an easy free. It's 40 yards out. It's about 10 yards to the right of the post, almost 10 yards to the right of the post. But Kennedy has been very, very sure in his kicking today. Although this is the hardest one, the longest, whatever he's had to take so far. Here he comes. Darrow Kennedy makes no mistake. Kerry lead again. Donald Daly sending one in. Mike Frank had made a run, and that's good work by Darrow Kennedy. Knocking it down towards Mike Frank. Along the ground to Aidan. Aidan inside towards Mike Frank again. Darrow Kennedy it is. And we have a chance here. Vic Jordan's inside. Darrow Kennedy, he doesn't. He sends it out towards John Crowley. John Crowley on the left foot. High from John Crowley and over the ball.
The best move of the game by Kerry. John Crowley, the man from Knockhands, the glimpse just meant. And it was Morris Fitzgerald who started the play way back inside his own half. Sent the ball up along the field and went to Darrow Kennedy. Darrow tried to get through. There was a goal on. Gave it to Mike Frank. Mike Frank back out to Johnny Crowley. And Johnny Crowley, the contestman, the guard, that turned around with his left leg and put Kerry 2 points up. Cracking stuff.
Kevin Walsh of Galway put over, and then Kerry's Liam Hassett did the same. The gap remained at two. From a free, Galway's Niall Finnegan left the minimum between the sides. There were 11 minutes to go, and the tie was delicately poised. A 3-point scoring burst in 8 minutes up to the 34th minute finally put Kerry out of reach.
Brilliant catch by Morris Fitz. He's going in towards the Galway goal. Could he do a gem for us here? He drops it inside. It's gone over the ball! That's a wonderful piece of play by Morris Fitzgerald.
Beautiful play by Morris Fitzgerald. We said it before, the Tiger Woods of Gaelic football. High feeling in the middle of the field. 1, 2, 3 solos. Left his man behind him. Turned around the right leg. From well inside the 45. Landed the ball on top of the net. Beautiful stuff by Morris Fitzgerald.
Brilliant Tomás O'Shea coming out of the defence. Where's the man to help him? John Crowley is there. Aidan is with him. Aidan McGarrett. Kennedy is loose and he doesn't see him. He uses Mike Frank. Kennedy is gone in. Mike Frank is kicking it himself and he's going to kick it inside. He's going to drop all of the ball. It's a wonderful, wonderful point from Mike Frank Russell.
It's just a free for Kerry. He just broke up the movement to try and get Galway back on their feet again. They're trailing by three. If Kerry gets another, it could be curtains for the maroon and white. Well, it's 60 yards out. It's almost straight in front of the post. Can Morrison, those legs that have played longer today than they did any day here in Croke Park in this campaign, can he drive this one all the way? Well, should he point it, it would be brilliant. He sends it high. It's not that high though. It's dropping inside. Inside, it's over the bar. And it's twisted by Liam Hassett.
Liam Hassett gets the fist to it.
A point by either side in the closing minutes mattered little. Kerry were All-Ireland champions for the 32nd time on a scoreline of 17 points to Galway's 110. Liam Hassett had secured his second All-Ireland medal, and there was a first medal for brother Mike. Liam was delighted to play such a big part in the victory.
I think that was probably one of my best performances for Kerry. I think it was very pleasing on my part. It was great to kick 4 points, kick a point any day in All-Ireland final, but to kick four was great for me because I mightn't be regarded as a great scorer. It's great that Mike was part of that Ireland winning team, and he played very well as well that day.
Speaking at the time, Mike Hassett was looking forward to getting his hands on that previously elusive medal.
Until I have it in my hand, I won't say nothing yet. That was great. Walking on the field there, looking up in the supporters, you know, it was an unbelievable feeling. You know, you can't really, I suppose, you know, you'd have to be there yourself to experience it, but that was great.
The reaction of some of the other squad members said it all as to what this success meant to the county. Declan O'Keefe.
That's absolutely fantastic. We were very nervous there coming near the end. You know, we went up to 2 and we went up to 3 and I suppose we went up to 4 points. Like, it was mighty altogether. And like, I went straight to Seamus after the game. Like, no better man to deserve it. Like, you know, I suppose, you know, if there was ever justice in Gaelic football, like, it's a player like Seamus Mine and lifting Sam Maguire, you know. And for that reason alone, and I think he epitomised the spirit of the team all year by his displays. And I think everybody around him you know, rose to occasions.
Tom O'Sullivan.
Unreal in fairness, Misha. I just can't believe it, like. I just cannot believe it, like. I swear to God. I just think, I didn't think it would be like this, you know what I mean? I'd say lads are fairly tired now, so there. I don't know. It's just unreal, like. I swear to God. Oh, I can remember the homecoming now, 97, so it's unbelievable, like. And I'm sure this one will be the same. Once we get out of Trapmore on these nights, I'm sure.
Dara O'Kaneda.
It's so unbelievable leader, like. Unbelievable, like. He does the talking in the dressing room and outside the dressing room as well on the field, like, you know. And even, you know, when we went to Pine Down, I think everybody just wanted to win it, like, you know, because he's an inspiration to us all.
Maurice Fitzgerald.
Well, it's a great honour, Wishy. I think I told you I want to win three. It's been a long, difficult campaign, I think, for everybody, you know. Every championship game, you know, brought up different tests, and every test was done. But things worked out very well. I think the character came through in the team today. We came up with a strong belief that we could win, and I'm really delighted for the whole 27 players and management and everybody, and particularly, obviously, for Seamus Mining, a player of his calibre. And it's a great honour for us to be bringing the Sam McGuire home, and it's very fitting that it should be someone of Seamus Mining, who is totally deserving of that honour.
Tomás O'Shea.
I wasn't thinking yet, to be honest about it, Rishi. I'd say we'll have to give it a day or two before it sinks in properly, but it's a great feeling to have won. Great feeling, altogether. Very tough. When they got the goal, it unsettled us a small, but we stuck at it. They came at us again in the second half for about 10 minutes. They stuck at us, but Morris came on, settled us down a small bit. We all got stuck in, we all got under the brakes, we got in hard, and thanks be to God we won.
Egon McGarrett.
I can't believe it, you know. I can't believe I won an All-Ireland medal, you know. I mean, this team has been through more to win this All-Ireland, I'd say, than most teams would in 2 years to win them. So it's just unbelievable. I can't describe it, you know. We're just absolutely thrilled, you know. You couldn't have a better captain, you couldn't have better management than we have, and it's just brilliant, like, you know. Everyone deserves everything they got today.
The Millennium Championship victory was particularly significant for Noel Kennelly, who was emulating his father Tim in securing an All-Ireland medal.
Obviously the pressure was there coming up, that, you know, that if, you know, if you did win an All-Ireland medal, you'd be one of the selected few in Ireland, in Kerry, to have an All-Ireland medal. And you could always say that, you know, one can never ever take that away from you, you know. But I suppose when you're All-Ireland medal, you kind of get greedy and say, I want another one, you know. And that's only natural. And I suppose the one bit of joking in hot ball, he always failed to come back and say, oh, well, I five him, you know. So that's something you try to match up to, you know.
Goalkeeper Declan O'Keefe, reflecting on the 2000 season, has revealed how despondent he was in the wake of the drawn final with Galway.
It was an excellent team. We had to beat a very, very good team in Cork. They had a very, very, Larry Tompkins was training them, and they had a very good team that time. We were at our best to come out of that and play Armagh twice, which were monumental games, like, and then to play Galway twice again in the final made it all the more sweeter, like, you know what I mean. They were old rivals of before as well, Armagh and Galway, and it was a very much traditional final, and it was the one to win. And the fact that it went to, I remember drawing the first game and feeling so dejected and feeling so kind of in a sense of an anti-climax and being pissed off, really, and going out to the function the after the function, and the two teams were there, and I remember saying to Paddy, you know, how pissed off it was, and, like, you know, he turned around and he said, geez, I'd love to be facing another All-Ireland final, like two All-Ireland finals in the 1 year. And, you know, when he said to me, you know, then I realised we got back on the ship again, and we knuckled down. And that final was played on a Saturday. I think it was the first All-Ireland to be won on a Saturday, because the Australians were playing Ireland the following day in Croker. So not long to win, to play in two All-Irelands in the 1 year, to win it eventually, and to win it on a Saturday, which was absolutely tremendous altogether. Like,
Declan O'Keefe was one of 13 Kerry players who started every game that year. The others were Seamus Moynihan, Mike McCarthy, Tom O'Sullivan, Eamon Fitzmaurice, Tomás O'Shea, Dara O'Shea, Donald Daly, Aidan McGarrett, Noel Kennelly, Mike Frank Russell, Dara O'Kaneda, and John Crowley.
Clarny is rocking with the Sam McGuire tonight.
You've been listening to The Greatest Day, a 36-part series documenting the story of Kerry's All-Ireland Senior Football Championship victories. The Greatest Day was presented by John Drummy, written by Joe O'Mahony, and researched and produced by the Radio Kerry Sports team. This programme was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland Sound and Vision Scheme.
The Greatest Day, the story of Kerry's 36 All-Ireland football titles. Brought to you in association with Kerry Group, proud sponsors of all inter-county GAA teams.